California's Democratic governor has vetoed a bill that would have allowed safe drug consumption sites for people struggling with addiction. Governor Gavin Newsom's veto comes as drug deaths in California and across the U.S. continue to surge. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us now. Hey there.
Hey there.
So I want to talk about this veto, but I want to understand what we're talking about first. And I know you've visited a safe drug use site. Just paint me a picture. What's it like? What did you see?
Yeah, Mary Louise, this is still a pretty new idea here in the U.S., but safe drug consumption sites have been a tool used by a handful of countries for decades. A couple of these clinics actually opened last year in New York City, and they do have a proven track record helping people who use high-risk street drugs like heroin and fentanyl survive overdoses. The clinic I visited was in Ottawa in Canada, and what I saw was nurses and counselors keeping an eye on people while they inject their street drugs and intervening when there was an overdose. And I spoke to one young man named Jamie, who declined to give his last name, who's addicted to fentanyl. He said he nearly died repeatedly using drugs on the streets, but then he found this clinic. Does this feel safer to you?
Yeah, extremely safe, yeah.
Have you ever overdosed here?
Yes, I have overdosed here. But with the help of the staff being here, it was in a safe place, safe environment.
So supporters of these programs say if they can keep people like Jamie alive, they can eventually get them help, get them treatment.
Right. And would the program in California have been similar to what you saw in Canada? How would it have worked?
Yeah, that's right. Very similar. And this comes, of course, nationwide. Roughly 109,000 people are dying in the U.S. from overdoses. So this bill would have allowed clinics like that one in Oakland, L.A., and San Francisco. The pilot program over the next 5 years would have been by far the largest overdose reduction effort of this kind in the U.S. And advocates hoped it would kind of shift the national conversation away from drug criminalization toward this kind of medical care with doctors and treatment for people with addiction.
So why the veto? The politics are a little confusing. This bill was passed by a Democratic state legislature. Gavin Newsom is a Democratic governor.
Yeah, and Newsom voiced support for this kind of program when he was a candidate. But, you know, safe drug use sites are still really controversial in the U.S. And in a statement released yesterday, Newsom raised a concern we've heard for years about these drug use sites from Democrats and Republicans. The argument is that this kind of harm reduction program might actually make drug use worse by enabling addiction. I should say there's no data to support that kind of claim, but Newsom called on cities to go back to the drawing board to develop more safety guidelines if they want to provide this kind of medical care. And that really angered people like Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, who sponsored this bill.
We don't need a working group or additional dialogue or study when it comes to safe consumption sites. We have decades of data and experience. We know how to stop people from dying, and yet we just haven't had the political will.
Wiener now says he has no plans to reintroduce this measure. Mary Louise, he says Newsom veto is kind of the final word.
And is it, briefly? Is it the final word, or what happens now?
Some local officials in California say they hope to see safe use sites open anyway without state or federal approval, but that's really risky. Another thing that's interesting is the U.S. Justice Department is actually negotiating right now with a group that hopes to offer a safe use clinic in Philadelphia. Those talks are underway. If some kind of deal is reached there, that could also be a national game changer.
NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann, thank you.
Thank you.